Boston area healthcare providers are increasingly finding themselves in the middle of the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration. New policies make it more difficult for patients who are immigrants to access healthcare, and that's leading some doctors to push back. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports on the evolution of doctors as immigrant advocates in the age of Trump.
A silent protest staged earlier this month outside of Boston Medical Center drew hundreds of BMC employees. Doctors, nurses, and other healthcare providers scrawled messages on white physicians' coats and posters. Things like, more hospitals, less cages.
We're here standing in solidarity with our patient population and the communities in which we work.
That's Erica Pike. She's a program manager at BMC, and she stood alongside her colleagues protesting a visit from First Lady Melania Trump.
To show that we are not complicit in the fact that our organization was invited to have the Trump administration here.
The First Lady was there to draw attention to a program for infants born with opioid dependency. But several protesters said they worried her visit sent the wrong message to the very same patient population BMC serves, namely non-white and immigrant communities. Sarah Kimball is a primary care physician and co-director of the Immigrant Health Center at BMC, which is the area's largest safety net hospital.
Every day in my clinic, I see how the current political climate towards immigrants has dire health consequences. I mean, our patients are really living with the effects of politics in their minds and in their bodies. And that's certainly something that we've seen ramped up in the last few years.
The Massachusetts Medical Society adopted a resolution last year focusing on access to health care for immigrants. The measure encourages providers to oppose the presence of immigration enforcement at health care facilities, a common fear that can lead immigrants to skip appointments or avoid scheduling them altogether. Healthcare facilities are recognized by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement as sensitive locations, which means the agency generally avoids making arrests on site. But there are no laws that actually prevent ICE from doing so. On another issue, the Medical Society feared changes to the so-called public charge rule could penalize vulnerable immigrants for using Medicaid and food assistance, as many as 500,000 in Massachusetts by one estimate. Fiona Danaher is a pediatrician at Mass General Hospital in Chelsea, where she cares for a primarily immigrant population.
I think so many people are seeing how the anti-immigrant rhetoric is affecting their patients and want to learn more about what they can do. So we have just been seeing this almost grassroots movement within the physician community.
Danaher says she's increasingly invited to speak about the role of physicians as advocates. On this recent Sunday, she's teaching a workshop on the topic to medical students from across the country. In September, she was invited to speak in front of Congress, testifying on behalf of patients living in the U.S. who have some protections against deportation so they can receive medical treatment. Danaher says she's accustomed to helping patients beyond the normal scope of medical care, like guiding them to housing or supplemental food assistance. But over the last few years, her advocacy has taken on a broader meaning, especially when it comes to addressing the root causes of what's ailing many of her immigrant patients.
I can prescribe an antidepressant, but if I can't solve the problem that is making that patient depressed, then what good am I really doing in the long run, right? So I think many physicians are feeling the same way right now, and they want to do something to address the underlying issue, what we call a social determinants of health. And immigration status, unfortunately, is increasingly becoming a social determinant of health.
For Kimball, the BMC doctor, addressing those underlying issues is becoming harder and harder, due in large part to the sheer number of Trump administration immigration policies that interact with health on some level.
Some of this is about like stretching the bounds of what we think healthcare needs to tackle. You know, in our setting, we realized that we couldn't address people's healthcare needs without addressing their immigration legal needs.
Because advocacy, according to Kimball, doesn't always mean writing an op-ed or speaking at a press conference. Sometimes, she says, it's as simple as asking a patient, how are you doing? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.